Walt Disney World memory number 174, Star Wars Hyperspace Hoopla.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Welcome to Memory 174, the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it feels like fall has finally broke through outside. I can't believe it's the end of September, and we're just now finally getting out of the 90s. Up until now, it's felt a little bit more like fall in Walt Disney World than in Kentucky. In fact, I think while we were down there in Florida earlier this month, the temperature was actually cooler than it is up here. I wish I was still down there right now, relaxing on the beach or enjoying a show with my family in front of the castle. Well, at least I have these memories that we can escape to, you know? So let's get back to it, shall we? So as I said last time, it's a hot sunny day in June of 2012. You know those kind of days that make you melt the moment you leave the air conditioning. In memory 173, we got an unexpected fast pass to ride Rock and Roller Coaster. As we exited, I made it out of the ride and back outside into the heat. However, what you all don't know is there is a storm brewing, and the sky is dark and gray. This will play into our next memory, as I had plans to head back to Hollywood Boulevard for the Star Wars Hyperspace Hoopla that starts in 15 minutes. I decide to head down to Hollywood Boulevard anyways, and see if we can get the show in before the storm actually hits. When I hit the intersection, though, the mass of people is amazing. The stage is in front of the now-removed Sorcerer Mickey hat, so it's way up the street a little ways. And between that point and where I come out on Sunset Boulevard is a mass of people all waiting for this show to begin. So I try to make my way forward just a little bit, but, you know, I don't get very far. I can see, but I don't have a powerful enough lens on my camera to take photos of any value, so sorry, we'll just have to listen to the audio. Unfortunately, the storm seems to be picking up intensity, and honestly, I'd rather be stuck on a ride than in a shop on Sunset Boulevard, so I decided to leave the show just a little early before it gets stopped, you know, because of the rain anyways. And I head back down Sunset Boulevard for rides on my favorite attractions all of Hollywood Studios, but we'll save that for next time. So I wasn't sure what to expect from the Hyperspace Hoopla, and honestly, meh. I'm a fan of Star Wars, and I enjoy seeing the characters, but I'm not one that waits in lines for hours for autographs or saw those interviews with the casts from a movie. I don't get to come to Disney World that often enough anymore, and I feel like I would give up some time on rides to sit in an interview. And honestly, the show is fun, but it has a tendency to drag at some point. Anyways, I say all this just to say, it's not the best show for me, but it may be for you, so if you're a super fan of Star Wars. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our wdw-memories.net website. Thank you to all of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This helps increase the visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. So today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we watch a bit of the dance show with some characters from a galaxy far, far away.
Bye. boys and girls, there is a disturbance in the force. We apologize for the delay. The hyperspace hoopla will begin just as soon as possible.
My name is James Arnold Taylor. I am the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi on Star Wars The Clone Wars. And I have had the honor of hosting Star Wars Weekends for the last 4 weeks, and I have got to thank each and every one of you for making this an amazing event. But can we thank Disney for making it an even better event? Well, I've had so much fun being Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yabba-Dabba-Doo, Fred Flintstone, and I'm also the voice of Johnny Test, but you know, nothing compares to what you are about to see. Are we ready to hoopla?
Menace this year in 3D. The theme for tonight is 3D. fucking kidding me? No, you know what? Over my boss Nass, I had it up to here with your poodoo.
Potty mouth.
No, yeah, listen, you were supposed to come here and play Star of the Band. And do you do it? No, you don't.
No, they didn't do it, Snivy. Stop the Band makes you angry.
I am angry.
Anger leads to hate.
I hate them.
Shut it down with gusto. There will be no escape this time. insignificant hyperspace hoopla.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
I got this. Hey, Little Black Riding Hood. We, as in the Rebel Alliance, challenge you to a dance-off. Boosh.
Oh, I assure you, we are quite safe from your pitiful little band. This year, we are bringing the pain, yo.
Huh?
This year, we are bringing the pain, yo.
I'm not quite following.
This year, as in the general time period of 2012, we, as in those of us on the dark side, like my boys back here, yo boys, my peeps, are bringing, as in delivering, showcasing, performing, the pain. As in skills, talent, the goods. Yo, which is you, but we drop the you, because that gives us street cred.
So what exactly are you trying to say?
We've been practicing our dancing all year.
Woo! Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Yes. Your faith in your friends is yours.
So it's a deal,
Halloween. So be it. Oopla.
Special edition of
Dance Off with the Star Wars Stars!
Oh, yes. A no-holds-barred dance competition between the Rebel Alliance and the evil Galactic Empire.
And this year, to celebrate the re-release in 3D of The Phantom Menace, our theme is
3D!
That's right. All of the dancers this year are going to be to sounds that are strong, powerful
and in your face,
and then you will decide who the winner is.
So yes, is it gonna be the good guy, or will it be
the bad guy?
Tell me, are you ready to meet our first contestant?
Don't call it a comeback.
our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.